Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, it's very interesting to me about what's happening with this Senate border bill. Turns out, now even Al Sharpton is getting in on the game of saying, you know, we've got to have this. These Republicans, they're holding us back. We need to pressure Republicans to make sure that this border bill gets passed because the invasion has to stop, evidently. Folks, did you know that it's the Republicans that have caused this mess? Yes, that's evidently what it is, folks. But welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And it is, of course, the Tuesday edition. Glad to be with you this morning, and as always. And we have an awful lot to tell you about, an awful lot to talk about on the program this morning. And don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And also, of course, you can head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to send us a direct message, if you'd like to opine that way. Also, you can find out more about the program and subscribe to the podcast as well, and getting some good responses on that. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here as we go through the program this morning. But certainly, it's going to be chock full once again, everybody. We have stuff happening in the Middle East, of course. We have stuff happening domestically regarding this border bill. We've got Joe Biden responding to whether or not he would debate Donald Trump immediately. And we've also got some other interesting news from Joe Biden and who he says he talked to right after he was elected president. So, folks, there is a lot, as I said. So let's get started, though. I do want to tell you about Al Sharpton. And right after that, I want to tell you about what this border bill actually does, especially to the state of Texas, insofar as that Texas can bring lawsuits or challenge things in court, again, if this bill were to become law. This is not going to please you. In fact, this is going to infuriate you. The more and more that we hear about how somehow Donald Trump or somehow Republicans or somehow conservatives are out there to destroy our democracy, this kind of takes the cake, folks. Kind of takes the cake. So we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Do want to tell you what Al Sharpton said, though. This from Fox News. While bashing some Republicans for not getting on board with the Senate immigration bill unveiled over the weekend, MSNBC host Al Sharpton used the word, quote, invasion on Monday to describe the border crisis, which some liberals found to be highly controversial. President Biden and politicians from both Democrat and Republican parties have touted the deal as a bipartisan compromise to secure the border. However, many Republicans argue that not only is the deal insufficient, but Biden already has the necessary ability to take action to secure the border. Well, that's exactly what it is. We've been telling you about this since day one on this thing. That's exactly what Biden can do. Joe Biden can reverse the reversals of all the things that he reversed of Donald Trump's executive orders or other policies. For example, remain in Mexico policy. These kinds of things. All this could be done tomorrow with the stroke of a pen, and Joe Biden could walk out and say, I'm taking control of this border, in so many words. In other words, I'm getting it under control, he could say. And he could, try to play the hero on this whole thing. But you know what, folks? That isn't even good enough for him and for the Democrat Party elite. They don't want to just play the hero by doing what President Trump was doing and creating this, creating a much more secure border. But they want to get this thing passed. Because why? Because they want power. Because they want to have real control. In fact, I think Joe Biden even made a slip earlier where he says that their way, I have control. I mean, we have control. And so whether it's I or we, I think it really still boils down to control. That's right. So as from this article again, so you've got Al Sharpton expressed urgency and channeled people's outrage across the country at the influx of migrants, pointing the finger at senators who aren't on board as the ones, quote, allowing this to continue. What is being done to get the public to really rise up in various states to say their senators that they want to see this border issue, the border issue resolved, he asks. Or what is being done, he's asking. I mean, you're getting migrants beaten up by policemen, in the streets of New York. You're seeing an influx of migrants all over the country that, frankly, have people outraged. So Al Sharpton is glomming on to this, to the actual events that are occurring, right? The policemen being beaten up by the mob of migrants, and so on. Influx, using the word invasion, but folks, He's not talking about this the same way that most Americans are talking about this. Again, it's you gotta get this bill passed. It's these senators, it's these Republicans that are holding everything back. And my friends, you know, again, it's interesting to see him sort of jump on this bandwagon, but it's a different bandwagon. It's not the bandwagon that I think most of us are on. It's not the bandwagon of common sense. It's not the bandwagon of things were working. That we have so many immigration laws, so many laws about entering the country, so many laws about securing the border and prescriptively having to secure the border. So we don't need another bill. But, of course, what's also part of this thing, right, doesn't have to do with Ukraine funding. Well, how about this? Why don't we start doing, as our friend Frank Silvato was pointing out just yesterday, I believe, we should start doing the up and down votes. In fact, we have another story where Joe Biden refuses to have any kind of up and down vote on Israel aid. So, of course, this tells you volumes, doesn't it? All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we're going to tell you about what this bill does and what it would prohibit, for example, Texas from doing. You're not going to like it. So, fasten your seatbelt. Stay right there, everybody. We're coming right back. Tuesday edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle One.
All right, we got a message from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the Central Coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and showers and all good on the Northwest Coast. Have a great show. Well, thank you, Richard. He says, Simplify, Richard, of course, and Simplify right back at you. And I got to tell you, folks, well, yes, I hope it's going to be a great show. I think it will. You know, I'm telling you, we love to hear from our listeners. We love to hear from the people who are finding the show, maybe for the first time, listen for a little bit. Then we hear from them, and I've been listening to your show for a while and so forth. It's really kind of cool. It just makes my day. And I also love to hear from Richard. And I'll tell you this, Richard. Yes, I'll tell you, it has been the atmospheric river down here in Southern California, and it has been parked over us pretty much all day. Should be here all today on Tuesday, basically. And hopefully so we'll start to taper off a little bit, maybe get some big cells coming through. But there has been some flooding. There has been some water rescues that have had to be made by emergency services, fire and EMS, and they have been out there really, I mean, just watching the local news, it's just wall to wall, all kinds of things happening. And one of the things that we see happening, by the way, is we see people getting stuck in their cars trying to drive through a flooded road. And it's really not a great idea. You definitely want to turn around whenever you see standing water in the road. If you can't see the roadway, you want to turn around and go back the other way. Don't get caught on something like this. I mean, they're actually telling people on the news, if you get stuck and your car won't go anymore, you stay in your car, you got to call 911. But, you know, there's all kinds of other stuff happening, too. So just be careful and maybe take the longer route around. And also, when a storm like this comes through, if you don't have to go out, then don't go out. But thanks again, Richard. I appreciate the message very, very much. And also, folks, we got a cool message earlier from Mary, who picked up on the podcast. And she says, yeah, she really, she says she enjoys listening to the show, but she believes the Democrats are just about prestige and none of the responsibility. And she says this administration shows that each and every day. And she also liked the bumper track Hotel California. So, yeah, well, we have a lot of cool bumper tracks on this show. And we really do like that because music plays a big part of what we do each night. And we hope that does put a smile on your face. And so when we get messages like that, it puts a smile on our face. But I'll tell you this, folks. And by the way, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Yes, you're listening to Kyle Warren. So here we are, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Or if you want to be like Richard or Mary, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, as I was mentioning, what does this bill do, for example, to Texas? I think this is really, really important. Well, this from Newsweek, talking about this Senate bill. Conservatives have attacked a provision of the new border security bill that would only allow legal challenges to be made in Washington, D.C. The bill would strip the power of Texas and other states to challenge some of the provisions in their local federal court. Conservative commentators were quick to denounce the provision. Contained on page 221 of the bill. Bill Shipley, who was a federal prosecutor for over 20 years, decried the court's provisions on X, formerly Twitter, of course, on Sunday. This would prevent plaintiffs, like the state of Texas, from filing suit in Texas federal courts. This is corrupt, he wrote. After outlining the provisions under which immigrants can seek judicial review of a deportation order, the bill states, the United States District Court for the District of Columbia shall have sole and original jurisdiction to hear challenges, whether constitutional or otherwise, to the validity of this section or any written policy directive, written policy guideline, written procedure, or the implementation thereof. The right of judicial review for illegal immigrants about to be deported has proved controversial, according to the article. Of course, well, sure it has. In 2022, a Louisiana federal judge blocked the Biden administration from ending Title 42, a pandemic-related border restriction that allows for the immediate expulsion of asylum seekers and other migrants. Reacting to the latest provisions in the border security bill, conservative writer and self-styled deportation scientist Mike Howell wrote on X that the bill, quote, puts the far left and the far left D.C. District Court in charge. Well, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. You know, one of the hallmarks, folks, of our legal system is the ability for it to make its way through the legal system. And by making these kinds of restrictions, it's obviously an advantage Biden administration, advantage far left, advantage, well, not Texas, right? So obviously this should raise your hackles, right? The old saying goes, I think the hackles should be raised on this. President Joe Biden's administration secured a significant win over Texas Governor Greg Abbott in late January after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to allow temporary removal of razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border. The removal rule will remain in place while litigation over the issue proceeds. Well, of course. But I, you know, honestly, too, you know, I think that the Biden administration, again, is going against the grain on this. And they know that. And so this is why I don't think that there's been some kind of major, and I'm not going to say confrontation, or just major action in terms of going in and trying to cut the razor wire and this kind of thing. Meanwhile, Texas continues to do it, which I don't think was prohibited, by the way, by this decision. I don't think it was prohibited, as far as I know, but it simply meant that the federal government could c- cut the razor wire if it deemed necessary, for lack of a better expression. And but again, I think to go and do some kind of major action would be precipitous. I think it would just exacerbate the whole situation. And again, most of the people across the United States agree that Texas has the right and it has the ability and is doing the right thing because, again, don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, the federal government has abdicated its role. It's abdicated its responsibility. It's taken off. It's flown the coop. It's gone. And of course, they're doing that for a reason. But Texas is well within its rights to do what it's doing right now. So, again, you know, this whole idea of now restricting what plaintiffs can do doesn't seem to be, you know, in line with the we are the protectors of democracy. We are the protectors of the of fairness and the people and all this kind of thing. And, of course, you know, as we always want to point out, you know, we are a constitutional republic. That's what the United States is, and we elect our leaders through a democratic process. But this misnomer, and again, it's a buzzword, and this is what the left is so good at. This is what the Democratic Party leader is so good at. This is why Al Sharpton is out there talking about an invasion, because they're trying to, if they can't simply redefine a word with some kind of new meaning, what they'll do is they'll twist the meaning of the word, or they'll use it. And so people hear, oh, wow, Al Sharpton, he realizes now there's an invasion. Oh, boy, well, you know, he's doing okay. Nope, that's not what it is at all. It's designed to, again, increase the power through this bill. It's designed to do things that are not going to be in our best interest. And what I think anybody who's looking at this should be calling for, again, is for the president to implement the policies that were being implemented. And Joe Biden could do that overnight, as I've said. But, of course, they're not interested in doing that because they want to create this kind of system where you can't even really question them. So what would happen if you went to the, you know, to the D.C. court and so forth? You would find out that that they're just going to say, no. It'll be a big sort of resounding no. That's what it would sound like, and it would reverberate right through the vaunted halls of power, and that's not cool. That's the political science 50-cent term, folks. That's not cool. All right, stay right there, and caller, please hang on. We will talk to you on the other side of the break. It's not going to take long, and we're going to come right back, everybody. I promise.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising. You know the thing. High and higher, it's burning through to my soul.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Kyle Warren with you as we go through the wee hours of the morning. And, folks, we couldn't have found a better place because I got to tell you, this is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that and really, really much appreciated. And we're going to have some more fun here on the program this morning. I am sure of it. And by the way, once again, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send me a direct message or pick up my podcast. You're welcome to do that as well. All right, well, let's head right over to the telephone line. We've got Greg in Tampa. He's been very patient through that last break. And so good morning, Greg. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Kyle. First of all,
Greg, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. We got just kind of a little bit of a bad connection, unfortunately. But hopefully it'll clear up. If not, maybe just call me right back.
Okay. Is that better?
Oh, now it's much better. There you go.
Okay. My question, because I've been listening and you kind of steal my thunder all the time, so that's a great thing.
Okay.
But this is one thing I can't, we keep getting sidetracked. And it's, my thing is, at least a year. Are you there?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, my thing is, I'm not good with time, but at least a year ago, if I'm not mistaken, the Supreme Court ruled against the Biden administration on the stay in Mexico policy. They told him that he had to stay, they had to stay in Mexico, and they ruled that way. And since we don't know what laws are laws anymore in this country, is there someone that can ask the Supreme Court for guidance on how to enforce that? In other words, is it contempt of not Congress, but contempt of the Supreme Court? What is the penalty? Is it contempt of Congress? What is the penalty? Congress needs to ask the Supreme Court for guidance and say, we need to enforce this because you know, and the Border Patrol knows, because that's what the main thing they've been asking for is to stay in Mexico. You come, okay, we'll do your paperwork and we're sending you right back and you're going to have to wait for your date over there. That's what Trump did, was able to do with the Mexican president.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be glad to tell you about how he did it. Now, he was ruled against, so right now he is not obeying the Supreme Court's ruling. What is the penalty for that? Everyone has forgotten that with all the sidetracks and all the things that they've been doing to change the subject every day. This is one that's gotten lost. And I'm just asking, you have a lot of contacts. Maybe you can call one and say, hey, what is the penalty here? Has anybody asked for a ruling from the Supreme Court as to how to handle this?
Yeah, as far as I know, I think the Supreme Court back in 2022, they did rule that the Biden administration could terminate the program at that time, the Stay in Mexico program, I believe. So they may, I believe that they have that. That's the Supreme Court actually determined that they could do that. As far as I recall. And we can definitely check on that. But that doesn't mean he can't put it back. That's where I think the pressure needs to be. Or if you really wanted to make a real different change at the border right now, he could just put it back in place. It's not like he couldn't.
And I think all the American people now know that. And I'm glad that you and other folks keep repeating it, because like they do, you have to just pounded into their heads, and if you say it enough times, unfortunately, this is the truth. And yes, they I'm positive they ruled against him and said you have to keep the Remain in Mexico policy.
I think you're right about that. I think that later on they might have done that. You're right. Yeah.
Yes, and he's just ignored it, and no one ever said anything else about it, and he's been doing that. So he's going against the Supreme Court. If I was a congressman, I would be calling the Supreme Court right now and saying, okay, instead of all this other junk and stuff that we're dealing with, it's not going to change. We both know that. Until next year at this time, it's not going to change. So, and the bill they wrote, like you just said, the $4,000 a day, and then they can cut it off. No, it's close the border.
Right.
That's what people want. But what is the penalty that he's ignoring the Supreme Court?
Well, I think
I don't know.
Well, you'd have to go through the legal process, and you probably either would have a state that would be suing the Biden administration for that, maybe some other group. But you'd have to have standing to do it. But I think that's why I think a state would be the first and foremost entity to go do that.
Governor Abbott or our Governor DeSantis would have no problem filing those papers. It's just everyone forgot about it. And that's my point. Why has everyone forgotten about him knowingly breaking the law? This isn't assumption. This is a ruling by the Supreme Court that he's knowingly ignoring, and no one followed up with that. They just said, okay, he's going to ignore it. No.
Yeah. And Mexico.
That's the top of the law of the land.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Mexico, though, has put a lot of pressure, a lot of resistance to any kind of reinstatement of this, by the way. And so,
of course.
Yeah, but
they sense weakness like everyone else, like you and I do, and the rest of the world. They smell the weakness in the water. So it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of our country and what our Supreme Court said. If the Supreme Court said Kyle couldn't be on the radio anymore, I guarantee you wouldn't be on the radio anymore because the Supreme Court said so.
Right.
So, but So I'm comparing apples to apples. Please find that out if you can.
I will.
And maybe announce it someday, or it may, hopefully I'll catch the answer, because it's just like the answer of we landed on the moon. Okay, who set, I just have one question. Who set up the camera that it was in perfect focus, that the lander's in it, and the front thing is in it, and everything is perfectly focused?
Uh-huh.
In 1969, they were. Now you should be able to do the moon landing from your cell phone, and that's what I. That's the only question I have about the moon landing. Who set up the camera so perfectly that it's away from the lander? If we got to see him walk on the moon the first time, well. Somebody else was there to set up the camera and focus it. But that's a different story.
That's a different, yeah, it's a whole other story, exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah. My point is, all I wanted to stress, Kyle, was somebody go to the Supreme Court and ask, what do we do if he's totally ignoring your orders? There's got to be a consequence to that.
Yep.
So if it's we have to do it in Congress, or whether you all do it in the Supreme Court and put out an order saying he's defying the Supreme Court, there's got to be a penalty for that. I don't care what president, anything.
Yeah.
You can't ignore. Never heard of a president of ignoring the Supreme Court. I don't know about you, but I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Until now. Till it took, like I said, a year or so. I was close.
Yeah. This is one of those things, too, where this is where the lawyers get involved and the wording, and then they'll say, well, we have the argument that we don't have to do this, you know, based on an earlier ruling, or we have the right to choose on this. And so they stretch it out in terms of these legal argumentations forever. Exactly.
But the bottom line is, okay, after they say all that, they say, okay, court, you ruled. All we're doing is saying we want you to enforce your ruling, or your rulings from now on are no good at all. Nothing is good anymore.
Well, especially on the Democrat side, they take it as the guideline, or maybe a suggestion.
Yes.
Exactly. But I tell you what, we're getting ready to head out to the break, Greg, but I appreciate the call,
Kyle.
So very much, and you take care
find
of yourself.
Out for
and
me.
I sure will. And
yeah.
You take care. We'll talk
out.
To you the real soon.
Okay, thank you, Kyle.
All right, Greg in Tampa, everybody. Appreciate the call. And, yeah, it becomes sort of an ongoing process, evidently, what the Supreme Court was doing in terms of first halting it and then, ruling with the Biden administration and then allowing it, saying, no, it can be put back in place. So it is a very interesting thing. Yeah, we'll get a little bit more information on that to clarify. So stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back. We've got a great song to play this morning, and it's kind of by request. So don't go anywhere.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, I hate you, boss, and uncle, baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to quit. She said, go, boss, and uncle, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have a show.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the Tuesday edition of the program. There's so much to talk about this morning. It's going to continue to be chock full, but we've reached the point of the program this morning where we love to play our song in hour number one, hour number two. And if you're new to the program, what we do is we like to play a great song, keep you going throughout the wee hours of the morning, whatever you're doing out there. If you're working a job, if you're working a shift, if you're driving a truck across country, if you are making deliveries, if you're law enforcement or first responder, if you're up in the wee hours of the morning across America, we want to help you, you know, just keep pumped up and keep ready to go and head through the morning. And again, we try to make it go just a little bit faster for you, just a little bit faster for you. All right. Well, this morning, as I said, we have a song. It's kind of by request. And I appreciate a direct message that I got earlier today. And it was from CC Moe. And I appreciate your message very much. And he was talking about some different groups and different artists and so forth. So we picked this one. I like this one, too. But this is from Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty. It's called Even the Losers. And we'll talk about the weather on the other side of this great song. Stay right there because here comes Tom Petty.
Yeah.
even the losers. And that's a really cool song. Late great Tom Petty. And we appreciate requests, by the way, here on the program, everybody. And I just can't get enough of that song, so that's why it's not fading down there as quickly. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And I appreciate the call very much from Greg in Tampa. And, yeah, Greg, we do have some clarification there for you. Yes, the Biden administration wanted to end the program of so-called stay in Mexico, remain in Mexico, back in June of 2022. But then later, a U.S. judge paused that. And they've been litigating that, as far as I know. And then also, the Mexican government has always opposed this. And I think their Supreme Court was looking at it. But I don't know that they have any kind of decision on that, at least that I know of. But at any rate, the Biden administration will continue to argue that, well, Mexico has to sign off on this. You know, they don't want to do it anyway. And the original Supreme Court decision, I think, remanded back to the original memo that was made as to the discretion of doing this and so forth. So the Biden administration is not going to put that back in place. And they'll no matter what, they're going to continue to litigate it, as I believe they're doing up until this day. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we are going to take a look at the weather, but we've got Iron Mike who's called in this morning, and we love to talk to Iron Mike. Good morning, Iron Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've got some information that probably has never been on the American news about our wonderful leader in the North. Prime Minister Trudeau, I call him Twinkle Toes because the only job he ever had was teaching dancing. He has issued, or first of all, he's formed a committee in his party to deal with when Trump wins.
Right.
Now, that is really something.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is he had a 100-page edict demanding that the schools teach that there's no more than two genders. And I think, well, he has, you know, like we had it here before, the states ran the educational system. In Canada, it's a problem. He has no jurisdiction there, but he's so arrogant. He's going to rule the world.
Yeah, well, it sounds kind of familiar with some of the things that might be taught even here in the states. But you're right. I mean, they have these different class modules or whatever in the public school system. But yeah, what you're talking about is really that's too far out, don't you think?
The other thing I heard, and you might have stated this because you're up on things, this edict that Biden came out with on natural gas being canceled, our shipment of LNG to Europe, it was against his own people, his own energy people. They did not agree with that. He's doing things, and I'll tell you, I think it's the beginning and the end for him as far as his ability to function.
He does seem to be having a lot of problems, you know. He really does. You mean function in terms of being the president, or function in terms of how he thinks about things and stuff?
Well, his I'm not a spring chicken or anything else, but I'm older than him, and I'll tell you something right now. that guy's got a long way to go to catch me.
You're absolutely right, Mike, because I've met you in person, and you're definitely you're light years ahead of Joe Biden on stuff. And there's no doubt.
And I've been on 70 airlines, it makes you a thinking person. And I've been over the Arctic about 10 times. And this carbon thing, carbon is our ally. We cannot live without it. And the way they're handling this thing is absolutely, but it was predicted years ago. A futurist predicted two things would happen when the Soviet Union collapsed. Not if, when.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the Muslims would get very militant, and that happened. And then the Western communists in the West would go to the environment to weaken the West against the socialists.
Right, you're
that
right.
That was predicted.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's on track.
Anyway, that's it. I'll let you get your program on with it.
Well, Iron Mike, I'm so glad to hear from you, and call back anytime because I really love to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, bro.
Take care, all right. Everybody, Iron Mike, everybody, and we're going to head up to the top of the hour news, and we'll talk a little bit about the weather on the other side as well. Suffice it to say, it's an atmospheric river in California, and I'll tell you more about that as we move to the program this morning. But we're having fun, folks. Hour number one, I can't believe, has already flown by. As I've always said, there's some kind of an Einstein relativity issue that makes time go faster on this program. But stay right there, everybody. Top of the hour news is next, and we're coming back. Hour number one in the books.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.